So it says in the parasha, Vatelech, Vateshev lo mineged, Harche kimetzcha vekeshes, ki omer al erev emois hayol, Vateshev mineged, Vatisa koilo vatev. Hagar, she went and sat herself about the distance of a bow shot away. She said, this is what the Pot HaTorah is telling us, Hagar said, let me not see the death of the child. And the Pasuk continues, she sat facing him and wept in a loud voice. So she was far away, she sat facing him and was crying. So Hagar saw her son Yishmael dying. The Torah says she did not want to be near him as he was dying, so she went a bow shot distance away from him. Like you said, Rashi says, Pasuk means two bow shots, one bow shot, two bow shots. But why do we need, first of all, why didn't Hagar stay near her son and try to save him? What does a mother do? A mother sees her child dying, she tries to do anything and everything. Maybe nothing will work, but you're staying near him. So what is she going away from him? Secondly, why specifically the Torah have to tell us a bow shot away? Two questions. Rashi says, not over here, Vesara, but it says in the capital Tezva Pasuk Aleph, Vesara Eishes Avram Lo Yoldoloi. Sarah, Avram's wife, did not have any children. The law Shivcha Mitzris, and she had an Egyptian maidservant, not an Arab, but an Egyptian maidservant, Ushma Hagar, and her name was Hagar. Zok Rashi, Hagar was the daughter of Pare. When Pare saw all of the miracles performed for Sarah, he said it's better that his daughter be a Shivcha, a maidservant, in Sarah's house than a princess in another house. So Pare, who is the king, the Melech Mitzrayim, gave his daughter to be Sarah's maidservant. He realized the godless of Avraham Avinu and sent Hagar with him. Rashi says, Vatelech, two psukim before here, in Pasuk Yudalad, Kapitel Chav Aleph, Pasuk Yudalad, Vatelech, Vatesa b'midbar b'reshava. She departed, Hagar, and she strayed in the desert of Beersheba. She returned to the Avodah Zarah of her house, of her father's house. Rashi says, she returned to the Avodah Zarah. She came with Sarah, presumably to leave the Avodah Zarah, but she went backwards. She tried, she went backwards. It says in Mamar Ramash, Vatelach, the word Vatelach, from this word it seems that she was going with confidence to where she headed. Vatelach! And she went to where? To avoid the Zorah. Vatesa, this word has a connotation that she did not know where she was headed. So we have Vatela, she was confident. Vatesa, she wasn't so confident. What's going on here? Was she confident? Was she not confident? What's going on? That's why Rashi explained that the Pasuk Vatela, she was headed to a place she knew. She knew it. Vatela, she was confident. She knew it. Vatesa. And she strayed back to the Avodah Zarah of her father's house. So Tesa means that it was a bad place. It's not necessarily that a place that she didn't know. She knew where she was headed. She was headed back to a bad place. It says in Bereishis Rabbah, Hashayol del Avram Mitzchot Vatera Sarah's ben Hagar Mitzvah. Sarah saw the son of Hagar, the Egyptian, who she had born to Avram, Maki. Mitzachik. He was Maki. What does that mean? The Medrash says that Yishmael used to play a game, quote unquote, with Yitzchak. You know what the game was? He had Yitzchak go out in the field. He said, Yitzchak, go, 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 run, run, run. And I'm going to take my bow and arrow and shoot it at you.
This is
the start of Yishmael, the Arabs. This is what he was trying to do.
This is not the bow shot.
This is the Medrash.
It's not related?
We didn't say it's not related. We're saying it here for a reason. It's related. But he hit a bow shot. He's shooting. He's trying to kill Yitzchak. He pretended it was a game, while in truth, he was attempting to kill Yitzchak. Apparently, he didn't have very good aim, or rather, the Bnei Shalom didn't allow it that he had good aim, and Yitzchak did not get killed for this. It says in the Rav, Ravani Bar Tanura, why did Hagar need to be a distance of two bow shots away from Yishmael if the point of her distance was so that she should not see the death of her son? Why? What's this two bow shots? Yishmael was an accomplished archer. He knew what he was doing. Like we said, the fact that he didn't kill Yitzchak, the Bnei Shalom was protecting Yitzchak. Hagar feared that perhaps because of Yishmael's sickness, he may lose his mind and begin shooting arrows. Therefore, she moved a distance to Boshat away, where he can't reach. So just in case he went a little bit crazy and started shooting arrows, she was protected. Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsch says, Hagar's behavior is highly characteristic of the unrefined nature of the other nations of the world. A Jewish mother would never, ever abandon her child. Even if all she could do would be to speak to him softly or to soothe him, even for a fraction of a second, a Jewish mother would be there. She has Rachmanis. She had, absolutely. She would have Rachmanis. And why was it? She 100%. Now again, that was one shot of the Rav saying that he wanted to shoot her, but Shantra Var doesn't necessarily agree with that shot. And not everyone says that shot. Hagar not being able to bear her child's misery was not an act of compassion for a child. The Pasuk says she couldn't see. Ki amra, al erem ha'yel. She couldn't take it. It wasn't because she was compassionate. That's not the reason why. Rather, such conduct reflects the cruel egotism of a brutish character. True humanity is marked by a sense of duty that is capable of conquering even the strongest of emotions. A sense of duty makes one forget his own painful feelings and enables him to extend help and assistance, even if one can do no more than give the comfort of one's compassionate presence. Now, Shem Shavar is saying is that she's trying to make it sound like she's compassionate. You know why she's standing far away? Ki amra, I'll let everybody say, yo, I don't want to see the death of my child. He's saying, by the fact that she wouldn't sit with Yishmael and try to comfort him shows how she so didn't care about him. She wasn't compassionate about him. Because if you're compassionate, you're able to conquer that and say, even if I can talk to him and make him feel better for 2 seconds or a second before he's going to die, she thought he was going to die, she would have done it. It says in the Be'er Mayim Chayim, Hagar feared that she would not find water for herself, like she couldn't find for her son. Her son didn't have water. Her son was gone. She was still okay. But she feared that maybe she's going to have a problem soon. She did not daven for her son because she believed that her son would certainly die. No point in davening for him. He's going to die. Al Arab and Moshe Yola. Hagar was saying, I should not see myself like the death of my child. Al Arab, I should not see myself b'Moshe Yola, the same way. She did not want to die like the certain death her son faced. So she was crying out to the Rebbeinu Shlomo. She gave up on Yishmael. Who cares about Yishmael? He's dead. Forget Yishmael. But what about me? I don't want to die like him. That's what she was saying. Very interesting pshat. Send the Bereshis Rabbah in Medrash, Kemat Chave Keshes. Hagar acted as one who shoots words upwards towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She spoke disrespectfully to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you told me I will greatly increase your offspring, yet now my child is dying of thirst. Hagar had a taina.
It's like a test that she's failing.
Hagar had a taina, yes. Hagar had a taina on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says in the Shach HaLatayah, she cast off the boy beneath one of the trees. That's what it says in the pasuk. Targum Unkelah says the word sichem means ilana, trees. Talmud of Darizal. Why did the pasuk use the word ilanos? If you're telling me a sichem is the same thing as trees, ilan is a lashon hakodesh. So why did the pasuk just say she cast them tachas ha'ilanos? Sicha also means speech. Hagar had a complaint to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, like we just said from the Medrash. She said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that she would be blessed with a child who would become a great nation. That's what she believed she was getting. Here, she sees that her son will die of thirst and there will not be any nation from him. He's going to die. That's it. It's all over. Hagar said to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, how could you let Yishmael die when you promised me that a great nation would come from him?
Same thing happened with Nikita. Except you see how
that's
Abraham
correct.
Acts and you see how
that's correct. It says in the Medrash, Hizchel Avram to me, Avram began to wonder. What did he begin to wonder? Avram Avinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu that the words that he told him were perplexing words. It was perplexing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram that through Yitzchak his progeny would continue on. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him to shecht his son Yitzchak, like you said, you mechan into this medrash. He told him, go shecht your son before he has children. So Yitzchak didn't have children yet, and go shecht him. If he's going to shecht Yitzchak, his only son, Yitzchak Yikara L'Chazara, through Yitzchak, he only had one Yitzchak. If Yitzchak dies without having any children, if he shechts him, that would mean Avram's progeny would not be able to continue through Yitzchak. Maybe Yishmael, but not through Yitzchak. What is going on? HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded that Avram's progeny will carry through his son Yitzchak. And he never told Avram to actually shecht his son, but rather to bring him up to the Mizbeach. It was a test. Yeah. And he passed. Rashi says, Yishmael kimes kol hanar, and Hashem heard the cry of the child Yishmael. We derive from this that the tefillah of a sick person is more effective than the tefillah of others on behalf of the sick one. The ill person here we're talking about is Yishmael. His tefillah was answered and not Hagar's, who was davening that her son Yishmael should be healed. Now we said maybe she wasn't davening for him at all, and she was davening for herself, but this is what Rashi says. Chasam Sofer says, and she sat at a distance, lifted her voice and wept. Hashem heard the cry of the child. So she cried, and Hashem heard the cry of the child. Rashi says, a sick individual's tefillah is better than another's tefillah, like we just said. The Gemara in Bracha says, one who is imprisoned cannot free himself. It is derived from this that the tefillah of others is better than the sick person. The Gemara is only speaking about Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael are all Arevim Zelazeh. Every Yid is a guarantor for another Yid. All of Klal Yisrael are like one guf. One who is not sick can concentrate better. He's a sick person, how well can he daven? A person who is not sick, he can daven much better. He can have a better tefillah. Therefore, the other tefillahs are better than the sick person's. However, regarding Bnei Noach, Bnei Noach who are not a raven for each other, they are not like one person. One can only daven for oneself. So you want to know why Hagar's tefillah was not as effective as Yishmael's? Because that's a Bnei Noach. They weren't Yidden. They weren't together Bnei Avram. They were Bnei Noach. Bnei Noach, it doesn't work. It says in the Malbim, on the Haftarah, this week's Haftarah, Vayisra'eyu, Vayivi'eyu, Al-Ima, V'yashu, Al-Berkera, Al-Tzorayim, Bayomas. He carried him and brought him to his mother. He sat on her lap until noon and he died. What are we talking about here? What is this week's Haftarah? After not having children for many years, it tells us in Nach, the Isha HaShunamis received a bracha from Elisha that she would have a child. One day while the child was in the field, the child became deathly ill and was brought to his mother. The Pasuk tells us that the child sat in his mother's lap only until noon and then died. This child died, but he sat in his mother's lap to teach us that there was a powerful sickness that caused the child to die in a very short time. He got very sick very fast and died. The reason that the Navi tells us that the child was sick is to tell us that his mother was certain that he was sick and dying, and not just that he was fainting or something similar. See the contrast, the tremendous contrast. This is the Isha Ashunamis. She was promised a child, because all she wanted was to have this child. She got a bracha from Elisha. The child got sick and very sick and was deathly ill. What did she do? She held him on her lap. What's if shot Hagar was when two bow shots away from Yishmael as he was dying? Hagar was sent to the home of Sarah and Avram, for it was better for her to be a maidservant there than a princess elsewhere. However, she did not become Jewish and did not have the proper faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. She went back to Avodah Zarah.
But it proves it, because she didn't believe in Hashem. Because when Hashem said, I'm going to make him into a great nation, and then she sees that he's sick, she suddenly is questioning.
Correct. She sat both shots away from Yishmael, which represented her true separation from him. She was separated from him. Yishmael played a quote-unquote game with Yitzchak, with a bow and arrow. The nature of a bow and arrow is one where they are together at the beginning. You have a bow and an arrow, they start off together, right? And then they're separated. You let go and the arrow goes and the bow stays with you. They're not really one. The bow and the arrow are not really one, but rather two objects very far apart from each other. So in the beginning, before you shoot it, they look like one object, but they're really two very separate. The arrow's going to go very far. Yishmael was Hagar's son, yet he was dying. When he was dying, she did not want to be there. It would be too hard for her emotionally. In other words, what? She was more worried about herself than her son. Hagar gave up on her son's life. She already had him pegged as dead. and questioned the Rebbein Yishalem, and he did not keep his word. Avram Avinu, like we said, seemed to question the Rebbein Yishalem as well. The Medrash seems to say that. The difference between Hagar and Avram Avinu was that Avram was following the command of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, go shechet your son. He was just following the command. And he wanted to know, what does the Rebbein Yishalem want from me? Maybe I'm making a mistake. Hagar, on the other hand, did not have bitachon in Hashem, and questioned him with much chutzpah. We see the exact opposite by Yid, the Isha HaShunamis. She saw, she knew her son was dying soon. She sat there with her child in her lap until he died. She was truly one with her son. She had bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Pasuk is teaching us, why does it tell us that there was a bow shot away? Who cares? To say is that she was truly apart from Yishmael. She wasn't, she didn't become, the Torah is telling us a very fundamental part of what it means to be a Yiddish Imam, what it means to be a Yid. A Yid has true Rachmanis. She did not have true Rachmanis. She was not a B'nai Rachmanis. And she really was, she didn't really care about Yishmael, she was worrying about herself. So she was like a bow and arrow. She made it look like she's wrong with him. Oh, I can't see it. I'll let her be my Sayyalat. I can't see this as of my child. She didn't really care. It was like the bow and arrow. The arrow goes far away, like Yishmael trying to shoot that bow and arrow to kill Yitzchak. They weren't really connected. A little later in the parasha, the pasuk says, "Kapitel Chav Beis Pasuk Yotes." Hayosher Avrom El Naarov, Hayakumu Vayelchu Yachtav El Bereshava. Avrom returned to his young men, to his Naarov, and they stood up and went together to Be'er Sheva. Avraham Avinu and Yitzchak Avinu were returning from the Akedah. And the Pasuk says that they stood up and went Yachdov, together to Be'er Sheva. In the previous Pesukim, in Pasuk Vav, Pasuk Ches, when they journeyed to the Akedah, the Torah also says there that they went together. Why does the Torah keep repeating that Avraham and Yitzchak went together? Rashi says, "Vayelchu shneim yachtov," and the two of them, Avram and Yitzchak, went together. Avram Avinu, who was going to slay his son, went with the same willpower and joy as Yitzchak, who thought he was going to slaughter an animal with his father. They both went with joy. They both believed they were fulfilling the Ratzon Hashem. Rashi in Pasuk Ches says, Avraham and Yitzchak went with the same beliefs and principles. After Yitzchak was told that he was going to be the Karban, he went with the same will and joy as Avraham. Even after he found out that he was the Karban. Initially, he thought that there was going to be a Karban, an animal, he assumed. Even when he found out that he was going to be the Karban, he still, Yachtav, the same principles, the same beliefs. It says in the Oid Yosef Chai, one has to work on all of his natural medias of jealousy, desires, enjoyment that he has since childhood and channel it to his Avodas Hashem. One should be jealous of those who are true servants of the Rebbein Yishalelam and perform mitzvahs according to the Torah HaKadosha. One should have desires for Liman HaTorah and performing mitzvahs. One should revel and seek enjoyment in Oynik Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Pasuk says, "Vayashav Avram al Arav," and Avram returned to those natural midas of when he was a child. "Vayakumu vayelchu," Avram established them. "El be'er sheva," be'er, a well, a spring refers to the Torah. Avram used all of his natural midas to elevate himself in ruchnias, the Torah Kedesha. The more one learns the Torah Kedesha, the more he recognizes his flaws and does tshuva. Vayashav Avram al Be'er Sheva, and Avram returned. He was continuously doing tshuva, returning to the Torah HaKadosha. It says in the Chayin Tov, why does the Torah say Yachdav three times? The first two times is as it says in Bereishis Rabbah, as we said before, Rashi, we explained two reasons already. Rashi said, the first was Avram and Yitzchak were of one willpower and joy when Avram was going to shecht his son and Yitzchak thought they were going to shecht an animal. And the second one was even after Yitzchak found out that he was going to be the carbon, they still went with the same beliefs and principles. What about the third time? The third time it says Yachlar is to teach us that Avram did not become haughty. He did not become a Balgaiva after withstanding the great Nisayin of Akeda. Avram Avinu still compared himself to Na'arav like he was a child and remained unassuming. Vayakumu vayelchu Yachlar. Avram returned with Na'arim who did not go with him to the Akeda. Avram saw it as if he did nothing. The Na'arim that were waiting behind. Avram came back to them and he says, I'm one of them. He was like Na'arim. He did not apply to himself any accolades due to the Akeda. It says in the Koivis Mamorim, in the parak of Nisoyin HaAkeda, V'alikim Nisa Es Avram, and Hashem tested Avram. What was so great about Avram willing to sacrifice his son for the Ribono Shel Olam? He was told directly to do so by the Ribono Shel Olam. We have seen throughout the generations Yidden who have sacrificed their own lives for the Ribono Shel Olam without being told directly from the Ribono Shel Olam. To make the ultimate sacrifice for Hashem's name is the most logical choice. Why wouldn't one want to exchange existence in a transient world for the joy of the next world, which is eternal? Avram Avinu, not only we have people who did it without being commanded directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Avram was commanded directly. Avram Avinu did not care for the joy of the next world. All he wanted to accomplish in this world was to serve Hashem. When Hashem promised Avram great reward, Avram responded, Matiten li v'nechi holei chariri. What can you give me seeing that I go childless? Avram wanted children as a means to propagate the faith of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his allegiance to his Torah. He foresaw that none of his Talmidim would remain completely true to those ideals. Avram Avinu had many. Asher Asu Becharon. He made many, many Geirim. He had many Talmidim, but none of them remained true. Even his nephew Lot turned away from Hashem. Consequently, if Avram were to remain childless, all of Hashem's brachas would be in vain. Avram told Hashem, of what value is the next world to me if your name will be forgotten in this world? Nonetheless, when Hashem told Avram to shecht his only son, who would follow in the ways of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avram did not question Hashem, and was ready to do his bidding. Didn't question it. Avram's Mesiras Nefesh was great, and that he demonstrated that he cared more about the name of Hashem than anything else. So he really wanted the child, but he didn't question it. Everything, this is all he wanted in life. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this is what's going to make your name great, and now I want you to go shecht the child. No questions asked. It says in the Brit Shalim, well, Kidney says Avram, the Medrash said at the time of that Akeda, the Malachim said that Avram was not considered a person. What does that mean, he was not considered a person? Regarding a person, we say that there is Das Acheres, another view. Avram Avinu made himself like an animal. He did not have his own view. Rather, everything he did was the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says in Yecheskel, Achad Hoya Avram, Avram was one. Echad Hoya Avram, Avram was one. This is a remez. That Avram was one with the Ribono Shel Olam. Between him and the Ribono Shel Olam, there was only one das. Whose? The Ribono Shel Olam's. It says in the Yalkut Shemayni, Devarim, he said, "Vivenu ke'inyan shenema v'yem Hashem Avram lech lecha." And HaKadosh Baruch Hu requested of Avram Avinu to poke out his eyes, he would have complied. Not only would he have given up his eyes, but he would have given up the most precious, his most precious possession, his nefesh. Kach no es bincha es yichidcha. Please take your son, your only one. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Avram Avinu to take his son, his only son. The pasuk is referring to Avram's nefesh. The nefesh is called yichida, the highest level of nefesh. This nefesh ruach neshama chaya yichida. Yichida is the highest. Avram proceeded to fulfill the Ribono Shel Olam's will. It says in the Reish David, Yitzchak told his father, but you are my father. Yitzchak assumed that Avram was going to become the carbon. Yitzchak was saying that he could not shecht his father because when one's father dies, he becomes an oinin. So Yitzchak thought, Faker. The Reish David says, says that Yitzchak thought that Avram was going to be the carbon, and he was going to have to shechtem. An Ayinin cannot be makir of a carbon. Avram Avinu had the status of a Kohen Gadol, who could be makir when he is an Ayinin. So Avram Avinu could have shechted Yitzchak, but Yitzchak couldn't shecht Avram. Avram responded, Yemer hineni b'ni, I will shecht myself. In the next pasuk, Avram informs Yitzchak that he too is to be brought as a carbon. Avram and Yitzchak went together, each one to be shechted. It says in that period, Avram said, Hashem will seek out for himself the lamb for the offering, my son. Rashi explains that Avram was telling Yitzchak that if there is no lamb, then you, my son, will be the carbon. Didn't Avram already think that Yitzchak would be the carbon? Avram is telling him, oh, if there's no lamb, then you're going to be the carbon. Avram knew that Yitzchak would accept upon himself with great simcha the opportunity to be a carbon for Hashem. However, Avram feared that perhaps because of Yitzchak's great simcha, he would have the slightest bit of gaiva, the slightest bit of haughtiness, thereby invalidating him as a carbon. Therefore, Avram told Yitzchak that the carbon was not yet definitively chosen. Now, Yitzchak, you should know that if we find the lamb, we're going to shecht the lamb. It might not be you. It may be you. Don't become a Balgaiva. Avram davened that Yitzchak would remain completely humble and be worthy to be the carbon of Hashem, the carbon to Hashem. Now we can understand why the Torah keeps repeating that they went yachtov, together. This test was a great test for Avram Avinu as well as for Yitzchak. However, after what appeared to be the test, was perhaps the real test. Avram and Yitzchak were on a high level of Kedusha. They certainly were ready to fulfill every word of their Baruch Shalom. The test was to see if they would feel even the slightest bit of gaiva about passing the test. That was their true test. The Torah bears witness that they did pass the real test. They went at all times with achdus. When one is arrogant, he is not really beachdus with another person. He feels that he is greater than the other person. However, when one does not feel any great gaiva, any haughtiness, he can become one with another. Avram and Yitzchak were one with each other. They were both going to fulfill the will of their Ribono Shel'olam with no trace of haughtiness. May we taka be zoicha to fulfill the Ratzon Hashem and remain truly humble at all times. Have a good Shabbos.